KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. A bomb threat brought the resumption of jury trials in Amador County to a halt yesterday, and all roads leading to and from the courthouse, Hoffman, Stony Creek, and Argonaut Lane were closed and the building evacuated. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, Monday morning at 7:49, the sheriff's dispatch received a 911 call from a payphone near the St. George Hotel in Volcano. The male caller stated multiple bombs were at the county courthouse and then abruptly hung up. Amador County deputies working security at the courthouse were notified, and upon checking the area, they located two unusual items outside the courthouse in the landscaping. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit responded, examined the items, and the California Highway Patrol brought an explosive detection dog to check the interior and perimeter of the courthouse. No explosives were located. Now, this is an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information can call the Amador County Sheriff's Office or the anonymous tip line. Now, that secret witness tip line is 223-4900.
Well, a good Samaritan, the second drowning victim at Lake Comanche within 2 weeks. According to Calaveras Sheriff's Office, Sunday in the noon hour, dispatch notified of the incident involving a 17-year-old male who'd been swimming at Lake Comanche South Shore with two of his friends. Deputies learned through witnesses and an interpreter involved in the investigation that the 17-year-old entered the water to assist a 12-year-old boy. Witness accounts indicate that he was able to grab the youth and hand him to another nearby swimmer, but unable to get himself to safety. The 17-year-old became tired, indicating he had a lower leg cramp, before he disappeared under the water. The two friends swam back to the shore to call 911, and a Calaveras Marine Safety Deputy and Amador Marine Safety Unit, that were both nearby, immediately began searching the area. The victim was later found about 30 feet from shore and 14 feet of water. The victim was a visitor to the area on vacation from Mexico.
Amador County Public Health reported one additional case of COVID-19 in Amador County yesterday. The new case is an adult female in her 40s, is a resident of Sutter Creek, and is linked to a previous Amador case. Now, this new case is currently isolated at home. All close contacts have been identified by health department staff. With the upcoming holiday weekend and the likelihood of out-of-county visitors, it is important to remember that COVID-19 activity may increase. Limit the number of others you interact with outside your household. Stay home if you're sick. Regularly clean high-touch surfaces. When you go out, social distance, wear face coverings, and be sure to wash your hands as soon as possible afterwards. And those over 65 and those with chronic health conditions that put them at higher risk for severe COVID-19 should continue to stay at home as much as possible. Now, the total positive COVID-19 case count in Amador County to date, 22. Currently, 9 are isolating at home. 1 is currently hospitalized in isolation, and 12 have totally recovered.
Well, with a spike in COVID-19 positive tests over the past few days, bars across 7 counties in California now required to close. Governor Newsom indicated yesterday these types of actions could become more common if cases continue to increase. During his afternoon briefing, the governor stated the counties should be prepared to, quote, toggle restrictions back and forth, similar to a, quote, dimmer switch. Well, bars must now close in San Joaquin, Los Angeles, Fresno, Kings, Kern, Imperial, and Tulare counties. In addition, Newsom recommended that local health officers consider closing bars, though not a state mandate, in Contra Costa, Santa Clara, Sacramento, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Stanislaus counties. Now, 4 more counties added to that list yesterday: Solano, Merced, Orange, and Glenn. Now, Newsom reiterated that hospitalizations related to COVID-19 have been up 43% over the past 2 weeks. Breaking down the numbers, 4,776 are COVID-19 positive, and of those, 1,465 are in ICU. The governor went on to say that many of the recent cases across the state have been related to social gatherings and people failing to practice physical distancing. More messaging on the topic will become available in the days leading up to the Independence holiday.
It was back to jail with no bail for a Vallecito woman following a probation search of her residence, vehicle, and a storage unit. While conducting a routine probation search at a residence on Juniper Drive in Vallecito, deputies located methamphetamine, paraphernalia, cash, and evidence of illegal drug sales at the house. The subject of the search, Brandy Fels-Patalczyk, was not at the residence during the search, but was later located in Valley Springs. A search of her vehicle turned up more drugs, paraphernalia, and cash. Now, her storage unit was also searched, where more evidence was discovered. Overall, the search turned up 23 grams of methamphetamine, a small amount of heroin, $4,625 in cash, 9 hypodermic needles, and other paraphernalia. Fels-Patalczyk was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on felony charges of probation violation and possession of a controlled substance for sale. Fels-Patalczyk had been arrested prior to this incident in Calaveras County for violating her probation and possessing controlled substances, and was released as part of the state-mandated zero-bail prisoner release due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And a Cameron Park woman booked into the Calaveras County Jail on burglary charges Saturday. According to Calaveras Sheriff's Office, their department was contacted by a Murphy's Fire captain who stated he observed a female in possession of stolen items belonging to the fire department. Well, upon arrival, deputies contacted Charlotte Nicole Edwards. Edwards gave a false name to the deputies, initially told them she was there to do some landscaping around the buildings. Now, during the investigation, deputies learned the woman had entered the garage where the fire apparatuses are parked, the main station building, several vehicles, including an ambulance. Edwards was found to have items on her person and staged several items around the property to steal. However, the fire captain interrupted those efforts. The items included weed eaters, a leaf blower, food, sunglasses, extension cord, and other miscellaneous items. Edwards arrested at the scene and booked into the Calaveras County Jail, charges including burglary, tampering with a vehicle, and giving false identification to avoid prosecution. She is being held currently in the county jail with bail set at $20,000.
And while many 4th of July public events and gatherings are on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic, you can still enjoy free fishing day at local lakes and rivers. State Department of Fish and Wildlife confirmed that this Saturday, July 4th, is one of two free fishing days scheduled for this year. The other will be coming up Saturday, September 5th. While all fishing regulations, such as bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures remain in effect, anyone can fish without the need to purchase a fishing license. The two annual free fishing days are intended to attract folks who want to give fishing a try. For more details and related resources, visit wildlife.ca.gov. Remember, it's always advisable to call ahead and check first about any COVID-19 related closures at the facilities you may be planning to visit. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.